This is Passport to Texas. This year on March 3rd, you have two chances to celebrate Texas independence at historic state parks. Our state park guide, Brian Frazier, has details.
One of them, of course, is Washington on the Brazos State Historic Site, which is considered the birthplace of Texas. And so they're going to pull out all the stops, as they always do for Texas Independence Day, at Washington on the Brazos State Historic Site, which is just outside of Brenham, if people are looking to go there. Every year, thousands of people show up, and there's lots of different activities. There'll be reenactors in period costume there, food vendors. So check it out. If you're a Texan, that needs to be something you add to the list to do sometime, and this year would be a great year. We're also doing it at Fort Richardson State Park and State Historic Site, and that's in Jacksboro, Texas, which is west of Fort Worth, about an hour and a half. And the interesting thing about Fort Richardson is the reenactors they're going to have are going to be in period costume from various periods throughout Texas. The fort was from 1860s to 1870s. There are seven restored frontier fort buildings at Fort Richardson, so it makes an even neater backdrop to celebrate the Texas Independence Day. So check it out on our website at texasstateparks.org.
Thanks, Brian. That's our show for today, with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.